particular faith. Now, of course, you're a believer in a particular faith, but in your role as therapist, that's different than your role as priest or preacher or believer. They're a believer that believes in a particular faith, that with it comes a whole set of things, teachings, symbols, buildings, an institution, a lot of people, and they essentially, part of their role is to help persuade other people to become members or to believe in the same belief system they have. And so that's what a priest or preacher's role is. On the other hand, a therapist's role really is to focus on the presenting problem and the goals of the client. And so you don't espouse any particular religion or any particular religious view. Instead, what you try to do is focus on the problem of the client and the general welfare of the client in terms of helping them become happier, healthy people, which, by the way, there are values in the ethics. If you read them, they say we are supposed to do that. Not only what else is a value statement, but that. So that fits very well. And so we're trying to do that. And so a different approach might be that what if somebody comes to you with a question that says, does God exist? Okay, kind of put you in a spot there. Okay. Well, as a priest, you'd probably say, well, I believe he does exist. And you'd probably try to, you know, persuade the person. As a therapist, what you might say is, well, you know, you're going to have to decide that for yourself. Okay? However, what I can say is that there's research that shows that people who believe in God are happier than people that don't believe in God, generally. You know, I mean, you could say that. It's true. That's an empirical question that can be studied and you can talk about. You could say things like, well, if it's true, you could say, the thing I say to people is if people talk about, well, you know, about their belief in God or not, I'd say, well, I can tell you that clients that do believe in God seem to get some comfort from that and have a sense of security and a source of security in their lives that helps them get control of anxiety and some of these issues you're dealing with. For example, I had a client who came in who was terrified of being alone, and being alone at nights especially. And she'd get panic attacks during that time. She'd say, well, she'd have all these fears that would go through her mind, and basically she felt all alone in the world, and there was no one that cared about her.